Welcome to the
Blog
show.
Talk Radio.
Show. I'm Madeline Bass, your host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about keeping up with your dreams, and I know I'm excited about helping you guys get to your next. Now, those of you who are watching on Zoom, I have a slide up, but also those who are listening in, you can also go online to blogtalkradio.com/empoweringyourmind, and there will be the little PowerPoint will be sitting right there for you as well. But those of you who are just listening, just write your notes down, take your notes, write your questions, and if you have any, we'll try to see if we can get through to get you going. But this is really just an information peek or spot today. So we're going to talk a little bit about you and your business and what I'm going to be doing in October. Now, October is a month we're going to push through, and I'm going to be here and available to you. If you're serious, then we're going to make sure we can move forward. Talking to individuals is a challenge as it is, but for you, this is all about you. Are you serious about what you said about getting started? Are you serious when someone sends you information? Do you really look at it or consider it? When you're in people's groups, how do you go about activity in there? Have you started your own group, okay? So these are some things that you may want to consider with social media and moving your business forward and talking to some individuals about them and their businesses. Now, on Mondays, we're going to be picking up on Mondays at 5:30. We're going to do a one-on-one, and we're going to have to schedule that time, and I'll get to that after a minute. And also, we're going to do on Saturdays in the morning. So you will have your one-on-one time. It's only room for 10 people. Well, 8 now because I have 2 already in flight. So come on with it. And we'll be ending doing the scheduling of those times on Friday. So you have till Friday to make up your mind. And I will get with you. I will tell you what you need to move to your next. But on Mondays, we'll also give you the opportunity to put your picture of what you do. No links, you guys. No links. Facebook does not like links, especially in other people's groups. So no links. A picture of your business, what you do. That's our Marketing Monday. And then on Saturdays, we'll be able to talk a little bit more about what you do with just texting and typing, so to speak. So let's just move forward to what is really small business, and this is our Small Business Saturday, and I'm calling it next month our October Fall Business Fest. And it's a new beginning for the new entrepreneur. If you're old, new, you want to relaunch, it doesn't matter, but it's going to give you an opportunity to get started. That last week we talked about getting our something happening, and you can also go back to blogtalkradio.com/empoweringyourmind, and it will give you last week's episode, and you can take a listen to it called Make It Happen. It was CPR for your business. And what we did was we told you how to get it created, how to plan it, and then how to reach those goals. And it's just to recover from a mess that we've made. And I've been there. I know I can. This is why I can tell you some things. But marketing your business, it takes time. It does take skill. It's not something that you can just do overnight unless you've been educated, schooled on those things, or just have a natural skill for it, then that's great. But this is going to help you to see some places where you need to make some adjustments and some changes to getting your business going. So today our topic is going to be from paper to life. And with that, it helps us to get to the place where we can, y'all know I love acronyms. L is for thing you love. Look for a home-based business, small business, something that you love to do, okay? Keep your job. Don't quit your day job. I'm not that person to tell you fire your boss. You know, I'm going to tell you ways in which to help you do multiple streams. So look for something that you love to do, okay? The I is for increase your knowledge. Get the education. Get the information that you need to take that business to that next level. F is for figure the finances. Go through compensation. Find out how you're going to get paid. Like, there's a lot to that. So we want to make sure that you understand that building your business is about the making of the money. You don't have to be money hungry. But you need to know how to get that revenue back in and to do some things differently. And then the E is to empower each other to do the same. You want to make sure that people who are around you are moving forward in their businesses as well, not just helping you get where you want to go, but it's showing you and others how to get to your next. And that's very, very, very important. I can't stress that enough. Empower others to get to their next and create their greater by helping you to see the vision, okay, of what you want for your next, because we're all going to continue to learn. That's where that is. So you're going to be looking for someone to help and lead and show you which way to go and how to get to your next, and then you're sharing with others, empowering them to get to their next. So don't lose sight in helping others so much to reach their vision that you lose sight of your own, okay? That's key. You can't get to a place where you lose sight of your own vision and your own dream. So if this resonates with you and it's something that you see or feel that will be great for you, I would love to chat with you and talk with you. I know I threw a lot of information out at you, but we're going to kind of a little bit about what you love. Now, I know y'all are like, network marketing is not my thing. That's fine. What kind of gift do you have? What kind of skill do you have? What do you love to do? Okay, do you like working in the garden? Do you like drawing? Do you like painting? What do you like to do and what are you good at? Now, don't just say I like to do it and you're not good at it at all. Like, nobody would give you any money for you to teach them how to do anything if you can't sing. So, you know, it makes a difference, all right? So play an instrument. Do you teach people how to play, you know, an instrument, drums or a saxophone or piano, like whatever, like what do you love to do and are you great at that? And if you are, then that's a way for you to generate some type of revenue for you. The increase of your knowledge is if you love to do it and you know you're not great at it or maybe you haven't done it in a while, then go back to try to find ways to make that happen for you, okay? So it's really great to know what it is that you want to do and how to do it and when and how long you want it to take place, okay? So increase your knowledge on that something that you love to do. And this is home-based businesses. There are so many out there. There's so many out there. And so it's just a matter of you connecting to the right people and getting in the right business at the right time. And I know y'all have heard some of these terms, you know, being positioned and being in the right place at the right time, you know, can build your increase your revenue. So, you know, just being in a business that is offering something that you love to do is going to help you to press through, okay? It's going to help you to keep pushing forward. And then, of course, figuring the finances is the compensation, and most of you who it may already be in some type of business, but it's the same as when you're doing your paycheck. So when you're going and looking for jobs, you're looking through ads, even if you're looking for contract work, you're looking for something that's going to generate a certain number for you every month. And that's that number that you need to supplement or to meet and match so you can pay your people, whatever the case may be. But there's a figure. There's a number that you have to have. Like, there is no going under that number. So when you're finding or looking for or looking at getting into a home-based business, go through the figures. Look and see what that compensation, learn it. Learn how and the time that you're going to spend. Okay, I'm going to commit 2 hours a week, 2 hours a day, 2 hours a month. It doesn't matter. And if you know that you can generate that revenue, then whatever it is you generate, then you divide that by however many hours you work, just like you do any other job, and that's what you're getting paid by the hour.
So if it looks good to you, say you made $200 in a week and you only spent 2 hours, you've made $100 an hour for your time. That, to me, is awesome. Something, I don't know too many people making that kind of money. But, you know, if you can look and find something that's generating that income for you that will supplement the need that you're having, that lack of in your family, and you'll continue to build on that, you know. So don't get frustrated right out the gate. Like I said, there's things that you need to learn. And the CPR for your business, like I said last week's episode, you got to create that vision and see it. Then you got to sit down and make plans and strategize it. And then to reach that goal, CPR your business, ARA. CPR your business. So create, plan, and reach. And then this week, we're talking about taking it. Once you've done that, we're going to bring it from paper to life, okay? And the acronym for that is look for something you love, increase your knowledge, figure the finances, and we're on the last one, empower others to do the same. Meaning, work with your partners, work with your team members, work with individuals who are in your circle, because you may have a friend that can do something that, and so this will help you to empower them to push through, and they can get a product or service from you, and you can get a product or service from them because there's something that you two need and you need to work together. So if you've got a marketing tool, or if you have, you know, electricity or credit repair, like whatever it is that you have or they have, and you know that you need this to move forward in your business, you guys, business credit, that credit line is important, especially if you're a contractor or someone trying to establish a brick and mortar. It's important that you know that you need money for that. So at home-based businesses, it's no different. You need money for that, okay? You need money to make the investment, to enroll into that business. If it's a product or service or product, then you need to make sure that you can budget in there for your overhead. And that's why you need to look at the compensation to see if you're going to get the return on the investment, ROI. This is business, you guys. You got to learn those terms and know what people are talking about when they come into you and asking you these questions. So the return on the investment is how much and how long will it take me to get that return? Some places, when you talk to investors, you tell them, okay, I need $200,000. Okay, well, what's it for? You can just bust it out. I need supplies. Or, you know, I'm going to be flipping houses, or I'm going to open up a car lot, or, you know, whatever you're going to do. Open up a hemp store. You know, there's a lot of those popping up, or a cafe, a little coffee shop. You know, whatever it is you're going to do, you're going to be able to lay that out, give them a portfolio of what you're going to be doing, and it's an outline or draft, and they can look through and follow as you are talking to them. The same thing when it comes to your business. You're going to be able to give them something to look at and listen to, which should be you, if not someone else, but that that person is making the investment in your home-based business to partner with you to build your businesses. And you've got to be able to give them the figures and the finances. They want to know about the money. So need the money. And then once you can do that, then you're going to be able to work together to empower those changes and work with one another to build and create. And then we're going to help you to bring that from paper to life. And then please, do not get lost and caught up in someone else's. That's why I'm doing one-on-one, you and I. We're going to sit, we're going to talk, because we are wanting the best for you. And we want your business to thrive. The only way you're going to do that is to get in a quiet place with someone that can help you see some things a little bit differently. Of course, there's a price, you guys, and these shows are free. Stuff I post on Facebook are free, but there is a price to, and, you know, stop having people, you know, giving away their products or their service to you, especially those of us who are trying to build and grow together, just like you need people to pay for you. That's how you're going to keep your business doors open. You can't let people just come through and take whatever they want and walk out the store and you not get a profit. A lot of family businesses, you know, do that. They kids, they bring their friends, you know, get some candy off the shelf, or they get sodas, and they'll even come and take the car off the lot and go joyriding. Like, there's things that family will just do to you, and they'll just nickel and dime you to death. So this is going to help you. This is a mini program that's going to give you an opportunity to get some clarity in your vision for your business. And there's two packages. You can get 4 30-minute sessions, or you can get 1 45-minute session, you know, and one just might do it. So whichever option is best for you, it's going to be to help you get going. October 5th, Garment. It's just something for you. So Real with Madeline, we're pushing forward to help everyone to build and grow and be greater in who they are. Now, I'm confident to know that this is going to help you. That's where I am with it. I'm just confident because it helps to have an ear to someone that is on the same page as you and is someone that's going in the same direction that you're going in and building your next for you and your family. So think about some of the things that you need, and is this something that you actually need before you make the commitment or the investment? And that's in anything, not just this. So some questions I want you to think about before you make a decision is, have you ever thought about hiring a coach, but you were hesitant because of the high investment that most ask for? There are individuals that charge a nice little penny for what they know. And you get them for that day or a couple of hours, and you buy their package, you make that investment, and then they're gone. You know, so if you didn't get it while you were in front of them, and there are places with thousands and thousands of people coming and paying all of this money to get this out, and if you didn't take notes, if you're not a note taker, and most of the time they won't let you record, then you're going and you're just getting all this information for nothing, because when you get back home, you don't know what to do with it. So the second thing I want you to think about is, have you ever been curious about what it would be like working with a coach, but you're not sure if that coach is someone that you need? Or even if they're the type of coach that you need, you know, you need business and marketing, you know, life, they're life coaches, money, you know, it's things that's going to help you. Someone's going to help you to see your vision and push you to make that thing happen. To last week's episode, CPR your business, you guys, get that under control, create it, plan it, then reach for it. And the way to reach for it is to take it from paper to life. Bring that thing to life. I'm excited for you, and I want you to really be successful. So let's get your businesses started. I've had the opportunity to help approximately 7 individuals last month, and it was exciting to see them creating their brand and exposing them to the digital world, because that's what's there. And I just want to know who's next, who's willing to step out on their faith to move to their next. And like I said, on Saturdays is an opportunity for you to share with people in the group, as mine as well as yours, because on Monday you will be going through some things and processes for you to create some things for yourself in social media so you can create your own platform and you don't have to depend on someone else's. Now, for those of you maybe just popped on, or if you're listening in on the playback and you just click to the end, you just want to hear what's going on to see or hear prices, this is what though. We want you to be able to build your business. You have until the end of this month, which is Friday. Actually, Friday is the first, but I'm going to give people till Friday to actually get their life together, to decide what they want to do. And I'm offering one-on-one sessions for the month of October, and it will be on Monday and on Saturday. So it's an opportunity for me to work with these individuals, two on Monday and two on Saturday. And if those are the days that they choose to do, but you have 4 weeks, and those 4 weeks you will get an opportunity to build and do whichever session you decided you wanted to do. So it's a time to invite your friends. Y'all get, utilize Zoom. Zoom is free. You can be on here. If it's just two people, you can go all day if you want to. But, you know, if you start adding people, then time starts ticking, that 40 minutes winds up, and you're done, okay? So I want you to create your own vision. I have a movement that I'm working on. It's called Saving Our Seniors, and we're working on creating clean air for our seniors, and I want them to be safe in this pandemic. You guys, this is the opportunity to just monetize on the digital world. You can utilize on, like, the PowerPoints, videos. You can help and share and still assist with and help others, even being in your own home. So it's great to know that that's available. So that's all we have for you today. I'm excited that all of you took the time out to join me. My name is Madeline Bass, and I am the host of Soul Real with Madeline. We keep it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. And I know that you guys are going to be amazing, and I know that you're going to move to that next. You're going to be creating more and more each and every day, and I'm excited for you. I will take the time out. I don't see. Let me go to those of you who are on the phone to make sure there are no questions. Okay, and then individuals, who anyone have any questions they want to ask or comments before we go? We got about 5 minutes and we out of here. But I'm excited. I really am, and I'm so glad that you guys took the time out to join us today. But this is Madeline Bass,
and I'm the host of So Real with Madeline. The playback will be available to you. So if anyone is interested, I will be posting it on Facebook in the group of So Real with Madeline. And you guys can click the playback and listen in and get your questions answered. If you can't get them answered, just email me or go to my website, SoRealWithMadeline.com. Click that contact me button, and it will give you a little questionnaire to fill out to send me a message, and I will schedule a time to chat. That's also a way for you to get in touch with me to do the summit. So I hope that everyone, if this was helpful for you, I look forward to seeing you at the top. That's my goal. I don't mind looking up. And I know that eventually we'll all get where we're wanting to go. Some people are just great with being at the bottom, pushing people up, lifting them up, and helping them get where they got to go. And I'm one of those. Have a great day. I'm Madeline Bass, and we'll talk to you soon.
Recording stopped.